Good day. My name is Artarius, and I'm returning your call on behalf of customer support. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
02150.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You said 02051?
No. 02. Wait a minute. 02150.
May I ask your name?
Lorraine Cooney, Cooney.
Can you verify the address for security purposes, please?
17 Ingleside Ave, Chelsea, Mass.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Miss Lorraine. I'm waiting on your account information to come up, and then I will present that to you. All right, Miss Lorraine, thank you for your patience, ma'am. This is, let me see, what is this for? Hold on 1 second, please.
Sure.
All right, thank you. All right, this account has been canceled, and it was due to the contest entry for the assorted KitchenAid appliances.
No, this is another one.
It's another one?
Yep, another charge that I have.
It's 6732?
Yeah, 6732,
right. Yes, ma'am. And see, that's how I was explaining how you came to that 6732. And it was due to that contest entry. They do weekly drawings for the KitchenAid appliances. But it did come with that membership fee. And I did want to remind you that this account has been canceled. So it's nothing that's new. But that's what it was for.
Oh, because I have the two charges, 6732 and 3999. Now, I never okayed this. I never entered a contest.
Did it?
No.
Do you, you don't recall entering into it?
No.
Do you think someone else could have entered into it? Because I can transfer you, and my fraud department helped do a formal investigation of who could have used your account information.
Yeah, I would like to.
Did you tell them that when you called?
Oh, no. Because she just told me that she canceled the subscription and gave me the email. To email them. She said there's no phone number.
She said there's no phone number?
Yeah, that I could call them.
I see you already been canceled. And, so, and she was saying that she can only cancel the future charges.
Yeah, but I want my money back because I never applied for this.
I get that. And honestly speaking, I know the most that we'll be able to get you is a 50%, Miss Lorraine. Because see, you could have canceled this within the first 48 hours and avoided that.
How could I have canceled it when I didn't even know I had it?
Right, so you see, that's what I'm saying. See, when you call, it's like you canceled the account earlier with them, but you didn't speak of needing to be transferred to fraud. So I just got confused.
Yeah, well, she told me, she gave me a canceled number, and then she said, I said, I have my money back. And she says, no, you don't do it wherever you are. So she gave me the email. She said, email them and find out. So I said, well, do you have a phone number? She said, no. Is I gonna do through an email?
How about I do this? I don't think you'll have to go through an email. I may be able to do this. I could do a one-time customer code refund, and I can get you 50% of that 6732 refunded and cancel the account, which you already canceled. But I use my customer courtesy care for you today and get you that refund.
It's $100 total.
I know, and I can't get nowhere near that, Miss Lorraine. I promise you, I'm not going to be able to do that.
Well, that's why I want to get in contact with these people.
I'm going to transfer you to them. Because you're mainly trying to get every charge on the account refunded.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I have to transfer you that for that activity.
Okay. Please, you.
All right. Thank you. Give me 1 second, please. Hold on 1 second, man. My mom was done with you.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, thank you. All right, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. I do got a line open now. I'll be transferring you to a supervisor. Yes, ma'am. I thank you for your patience. I'll get you straight through to a supervisor, ma'am. Hold tight for 1 second, please. All right. You're welcome.
Sure.